Be anxious for nothing, but be known for your requests before God. In all prayer and plea, giving thanks, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Jesus Christ. The word is found in Philippians in chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And this advice given by someone going through a time of crisis and tribulation, because it's easy for us many times to give good advice when we are in good times, right? Tell someone, be calm, everything will be fine. When it's not me, the one who's going through that moment of anguish, it sounds easy. But when I am anguished and begin to tell someone, be calm with everything because they will be fine, it's because he can really experience the true peace of God and the security that only he gives. Not the security of being confined in what I know, because sometimes we fall into error thinking that because we know a lot. And everything we live through in life, we have the great experiences. We think that everything can be solved. But what happens when the doors close? What happens when we really can't do it? Is there and where God teaches us not to be confined or not to let us be confident in our own security of what we know, but really trust him. This advice is given by the Apostle Paul, going through one of the most difficult moments of his life from prison. He writes and says, they are not anguished for anything. Today, what this audio is teaching you and the message that you receive from the Lord for your life directly today, God tells you, don't worry about anything. Maybe you will start to think that the word sounds so nice. Pastor, it's so easy to speak it and so easy to hear it, but so difficult to live it, because you know, and started making excuses, right? We begin to complain. It said you are not going through the same thing as me. It said you didn't have family member that has recently died. If you knew what I am living, you know I really don't know what you're going through today. Everyone has difficulties. Life is not easy. There are circumstances that we will have to face, that we will have to live, things that we do not want, but it touches us. And Ecclesiastes in chapter 13, it's totally clear. God once said, everything has its time, and you will see a time to be born and a time to die. You will see a time to build and a time to destroy. You will see a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. While we are alive, it's going to be necessary to face different circumstances. Now, not everything is bad. Difficult times will come, of course. The Bible tells us about a bad day. Be prepared for the bad day, so it does not come as a surprise to us. But it also speaks of good times, times of life, times of blessings. The Bible also talks about good times, times in which we are going to see the hand of God, times in which we are going to see God act in our life, times in which we are going to see the victory of the Lord in every circumstances that we meet. That is why this word is important today. Anxiety is the evil of the 21st century, the disease that produces everything. Stress, anxiety, eagerness leads to us to make many and many mistakes. How many wrong decisions have we made because we are anxious, or we are in a moment of eagerness at a time when we need a quick response, and we want to do things our way according to how we think? We think that each door that opens comes from God, and it turns out that simply there are fat cats that we see in life, and in the end we do not bring anything good, because among other things, the more we fill ourselves with eagerness, the more we try to solve things in our own way. Or perhaps it has not happened to you. Every time a difficult situation presents itself, your mind immediately begins to look for the way how to solve it. And when we see each other, we can no longer do it. Then we pray. But here the Apostle Paul gives us some advice. Wise advice. He says, be anxious for nothing, but be known for your requests before God. In other words, before you worry, remember that you have a Father, that you have a great and powerful God who is willing to help you, who is willing to solve whatever circumstance you are going through. And He gives you the way out. He guides you in such a way that you can find victory, that you can get up, and that you can see His hand reflect on you. You can see His mercy in this new day. But in general, it's the last thing we do when we see each other. We can no longer do it. Then we cry out to God. It should be the first thing. I'll ask you some questions. What have you been able to get out of worrying, stress, anxiety? Have you made the right decision? Perhaps you have made a decision which at some point were solutions and today are a big problem, because anxiety fills us with fear. Anxiety takes away, it takes away hope. The eagerness, it brings us tiredness. There is a saying that says that from anxiety, there is nothing left but tiredness. And the more we are tired, the more tired we will end. And tiredness brings sleep, and sleep brings despair. What good things have you achieved by struggling? One day, Jesus was talking to His disciples and begins to compare the birds, begins to look at the lilies of the field, the flowers, and begins to tell them, do these birds see? They have food all the time. They don't work and God feeds them. Do they see those flowers as they dress? Not even Solomon, with all his wealth, could dress like one of them. And the flowers today is not tomorrow, but nevertheless, it has a great splendor because the Father, the Creator, takes care of them. And if the Father does it with His creation, how much more will He not do it with His own children, who are not only His creation, but His children? It costs us to trust. We have a hard time letting go of control. We have a hard time letting God work. Now some say, then, Pastor, do I have to sit down and cross my arms and let God act and do nothing? When the Bible talks about to be anxious, when the Bible talks about resting, when the Bible talks about knowing how to rest in the Lord and knowing how to wait, it's not telling you to cross your arms and do nothing. It's saying to you, don't push yourself. Try hard, but don't force things. He's telling you, knock on the doors, but don't push them open. Do not force them. He is telling you, do what you have to do and patiently learn to wait. You have to wait for Him, for God to do it. You do what you have to do. Now accept Him to do the rest. Sometimes we want to force things, and that's not what it's about. When you force things, you are making them be fulfilled in the time that they have not been programmed. And this does not bring blessings. This brings more burning and brings more affliction. Jesus said to His disciples, let's see who struggling, entering anxiety or eagerness will be able to add centimeters to His growth in height. Nobody. Sometimes I ask, your problem has a solution? They say yes, and they are still busy. Others say no, and they are still busy. So if it has a solution because you are struggling, and if it has no solution because you are busy, I think the point comes that we have to learn what faith and hope really are and trust in the Lord. You have to learn to admit there are things that you are not going to be able to solve, and that only in the hands of God, He is going to be able to do it. Together with the test, the way out comes, God does not have a plan B. He always has a perfect plan for everything. But it's important that you align yourself with the Lord. and that you learn to trust, that you learn to rest in it. Therefore, this particular advice for today is, don't be anxious for anything. It's that I have to pay, I have to do this, everything has its time. Wait for the moment and you will see how the Lord is going to provide. You will see how the Lord is going to act in the middle of that moment. In the middle of that moment, there are people who are joining together to have breakfast and is thinking what they are going to have for lunch, what they are going to eat, and what they are going to have for breakfast the next day. Let go of all anxiety today. Let go of all desire today and tell Him, Lord, I want to learn to trust and to let you direct the course of my life, my family, everything. Something that's said in Psalms, says the word of the Lord, Psalms 34. Those who looked at Him were eliminated and their faces were not ashamed. Something that I have learned with life in the Lord is that He will never allow us to be ashamed. He will see things that He will have to face. Yes, but He promised to be there with you always. And when you rest in Him, you give everything eagerness and you cry out. The first thing that God brings to your life is peace. And verse 7 says, and the peace of God that passes all understanding, because it passes all understanding, because it has no explanation. How to be at peace in the midst of a storm, when the world is impressed, when the world runs in despairs, because the situation, God tells you, calm, everything will be fine. It's like when someone was once contemplating a painting. In that painting, the painter wanted to express what peace means. And there in that painting, he saw a ship tormented by the waters, by the winds, about to sink because of the situation at the moment. And on one of the nests of that ship was a small bird. In the middle of the storm, he was calm while everyone below worried. They were throwing away the things that were on the boat to try to survive. That bird is calm. That man stays looking at that painting and begins to reflect. And he asks the painter why he had done that. And the painter told him, because while everyone was busy worried, that bird knew that with just spreading its wings, it could fly and that it would not sink. When you understand who God is, that He is a Father, you begin to rest and you know that at any moment, in any circumstances, anyone, He is going to make you lift your wings. Jesus said, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And do you know something? The world affects those who are His. But when you belong to God, the world does not affect you, because you know that you no longer depend on society, that you no longer depend on what people say, but you depend directly on God. He is the one who sustains you. Psalms 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. And that is, He is in an eternal present. Today I'm not reminding you of something that was written 1,000 years ago and that says the Lord was your shepherd, or that was written a long time ago. Always remains in an eternal present. He is. And when you trust, when you rest, when you stop looking for the desire to solve, then the answer comes from God. You have thought of 10 ways how to do it. God has a totally different one. And I assure you that it's the best. It will bring blessing to your life, because the blessing of God enriches and does not add sadness with it. Today, make a stop, rest, release all eagerness. We pray to the Father and let yourself be guided. Let His peace flood you. It will make a peace which will remain. Shortage of problems. No, a peace that will overcome under any circumstance. A tranquility of knowing that you have a Father so powerful that at any time the will of something supernatural and something special. Father, thank you for your word and for what we received today. Thank you, Lord, because your word gives us encouragement and gives us hope. Each word of yours is a counsel of life, Lord. And in this world full of stress, in this world full of chaos, in this world of worries abound, we need your peace. That's why today we release all anxiety, we release all pain, we release all tiredness. We ask that through your Holy Spirit, Lord, you help us to resolve every circumstance, and that your peace that surpasses all human understanding be kept in our minds and kept in our hearts in Christ, because we know that in Jesus we have everything, and you have conquered the world. You are the one who makes us more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyas. Remember, God always arrives just in time. I want to invite you to continue receiving a devotional, a word from the Lord. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. Or you can follow him on the networks, on Instagram. You can find him like Pastor Elias HC. Blessings.